AP News, I'm Jackie Quinn. There are more state audits being ordered surrounding last November's presidential election. A Georgia judge has agreed to unseal absentee ballots in Fulton County, the most heavily populated in the state, to allow plaintiffs to look for evidence of fraudulent ballots or improper counting. Wisconsin will also conduct an audit, but the Associated Press has just obtained documents that show there were only 27 potential cases of fraud out of 3.3 million votes cast, and more than half of those cases involve people wrongly using the address of a UPS store in La Crosse rather than the address of their homes. President Biden today met with the leader of South Korea and says that both are concerned about North Korea's nuclear ambitions.
The goal is and remains complete denuclearization of the Korean Peninsula. We want to make practical progress and increase security of the United States for the United States and our allies.
Earlier, he awarded the Medal of Honor to a Korean War veteran, 94-year-old Ralph Puckett Jr.
True American hero, and awarding an honor that is long overdue. More than 70 years overdue.
A federal judge has ruled the Dakota Access oil pipeline can continue operating while the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers conducts an environmental review. Energy Transfer argued that shuttering the pipeline would be a crushing blow to the economy. If you have bottles of real water in your home, throw them out. The alkalized water product sold mostly in Western states has been linked to liver disease and even one death. The three largest U.S. airlines say that they're about to resume flights between the U.S. and Tel Aviv, thanks to the Israeli-Hamas ceasefire agreement. A computer hardware glitch blamed for long lines at airports this morning has been resolved. Stocks ended mixed. The Dow was higher. This is AP News. The White House is using dating apps to help stress the benefits of coronavirus vaccinations.
White House Virus Response Advisor Andy Slavitt says the pandemic's taken a toll on social lives.
Social distancing and dating were always a bit of a challenging combination.
He says several dating apps like Tinder, Match, and Bumble are rolling out incentives for users to get vaccinated, like badges showing their vaccination status. One app, OkCupid, says users who have been or plan to get vaccinated have been finding 14% more matches.
We have finally found the one thing that makes us all more attractive.
Sagar Magani, Washington.
California's top health official says the state no longer will require social distancing and will allow full capacity for businesses when the state reopens June 15th. Dr. Mark Galley cites dramatically lower cases and an increase in vaccinations. I'm Jackie Quinn, AP News.